Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
It's the season for pre-budget submissions, as you know, and the organisation alone have theirs out today with a survey attached as well. Sean Moynihan is on the line from Alone. Good evening to you, Sean.
Good evening.
But can I ask you to listen to this, first of all, before we discuss your submission? Michael Hurwood, 82, he's just got an energy bill for €940. I might get your reaction. Have a quick listen to what he said to me yesterday.
I had no heat now since the end of February. I was happy enough with the 140, 150, which is long more than my next door neighbour is paying in a three-bedroom house. It's one-bedroom apartment. There's a bathroom and a kitchen and a toilet. The only thing I can have is the odd package of eggs. No such thing as steaks or anything like that, no.
What's your advice, Sean, to people like Michael?
Unfortunately, Michael is not alone, in this situation. So our advice to Michael is to reach out to the community welfare officer, reach out to MABS, or reach out to ourselves. Mm-hmm. Over the winter, we had 1,500 successful hardship applications. And we would call on the government, in fairness, announced a £10 million fund to combat energy poverty.
Yeah.
And so the reality is, but I don't think they have a full rollout system for that, and we'd call for that to be implemented straight away.
But I suppose a case like Michael's underlines how important your pre-budget submission is. So what are you looking for?
Well, I think what we're trying to say to people may not know that 19.3% of older people, live at risk of poverty, the highest rate of any age group. And the government's committed to benchmarking the pension. So the reality is we're looking for £27.50 on the pension. High inflation means that's what it needs to get people off the poverty line, along with increases to the living loan allowance, the fuel allowance, because of what you just heard. And reality is, in an ageing population, we need action on the policy areas of loneliness, home care and housing adaptation.
And it's hard to prioritise those. They're all important, aren't they?
I think the reality is, there's what we need immediately for the hardship people are suffering, and then there's the investment we need. The great thing is we've 1 million people now over 60 and rising, but the people who use government services, whether it's health, housing, transport, are all ageing. And so the systems need to change, and the amount of investment for the older age group needs to be put in. The reality is we haven't planned and we haven't invested for an ageing population, and we need to do it now because it's an investment for all of us.
And really briefly, it's now or never, isn't it, to invest in older people and services for them, because the money is there.
I think that's the point. At the moment is the government has the surpluses. If you look at housing, 34% of the 22,000 people who came to us in the first half of this year had housing issues, whereas we're not even on the agenda there. And what about all the people who are in private rented, who are going to retire into private rented? Mm-hmm. We need to build that social and security housing for them. And that's a good use for that money, because we create capital assets for the state at the same time.
Okay, Sean Moynihan from Alone, thank you very much indeed for joining us.